Roderick Owensby, I'm so glad that you tuned in. Today's, we will talk about love, we will talk about relationships, and we will deal with marriages and dating also. I want to talk about love, something that I feel is missing in today's society. So stay with us. We're going to be playing some old school love songs. And we're going to be speaking, and I just want to say to every person that loves God or claims to love God, if you are against love, you're missing something. So we're going to be dealing with love, and if your stomach can't handle it, then maybe this is not for you. But even in Christian relationship and Christian marriages, love is not taught according to the way God sees love. You see, God is not against us slow dancing. God's not against us enjoying love, enjoying life. There are too many stiff, hard up people that are against love. So we want to bring love back. You know, back in the day, music was written, you had Smokey Robinson, The Temptations, songs that were written about love. Even some of the new school wrote about love, and some would say it was lust, but you find me someone that was in love that didn't even have a certain amount of lust for the person they was in love with. I'll show you somebody's faking it and pretending, okay? So, every couple, everyone that's tired of religion that has stifled down love and compressed it down to a religious, sanctimonious love, I know so many Christian couples that are against listening to love songs. That's a sad situation. How did you fall in love? Some of these songs are just saying what you said when you fell in love with your lady, gentlemen. Some of these songs are just saying what you fell in love with your man, ladies. So let's talk about love. 818-431-8553. Feel free to call if you're dating, if you are in a relationship, if you need raw counsel, not something that is someone trying to prove to you that they love the Lord. You know what Jesus said? He said, by this, all men, he just said, church folks, all men will know that you are my disciples by the love you have one to another. Isn't that amazing? 818-431-8553. This is Roderick. I'll be back. It's going to get hot, y'all. Married couples, singles, those of you that are dating, those of you that are looking to get married, those of you that have hurts and pains in relationships, those of you that have been divorced and been ostracized by church folk. You may not know this, but all of us got here through sex. Did I say that? Yes, I did. I'll be back in a moment. Helping can you stand it? But you can't, babe. There you have it. The temptations treat her like a lady. You know, it is of great interest to note that love is the greatest theme of man's song, whether they be sacred or secular. The world revolves around romantic love, and the church around religious love. The one appeals to the flesh and the other to the spirit. It is a serious mistake, however, to conclude that the two are opposed. They are not necessarily in conflict. For spiritual people also enjoy the experience of romantic love. In fact, it is only as Christians that we can experience the best of both worlds. You understand? I know so many uptight Christians who have compressed their natural feelings, thinking that it is a sin. Listen to this. It is a sin to listen to certain secular songs. Well, if it's a sin to listen to certain secular songs that is decent, wholesome, then what a man says when he's love talking a woman is a sin also. So, you know, that's ridiculous. I was in a meeting one time in a conference, and I was speaking on love. And because of the grace that is on my life, I give God all the glory. I was speaking on love in the rawness form. And I was talking about slow dancing and love songs. And a mother came to me and told me that I was in the flesh. Who's not in the flesh when they are making a baby? I mean, I don't care how deep you are. When you're making a baby, you're in the flesh. I mean, you don't have scriptures on your mind. Oh, Lord. 818-431-8553. Yes, the world revolves around romantic love, the church, religious love. The one appeals to the flesh and the other to the spirit. You see, when the scripture says walk in the, when it talks about walking in the flesh and walking in the spirit, there are some Christians who think walking in the flesh is doing things that they deem fleshly. But we must understand, and yet these same people, I condemn no one. If it's you, say ouch and move from that place. And many Christians will sit up and talk and dog and gossip and feel no conviction. There are people who pay tithing and offering out of, they give it religiously. A woman said to me the other day, I'm not going to be at church Sunday, but I'm sending my tithe. I said, how do you feel? She said, what do you mean? I said, you said that as though you were doing something great. But the same person, I won't say any names, talk about people behind their back religiously. There are people who will religiously pay tithes but won't help their brothers or sisters in need. Something is wrong. That's why Jesus said, by this all men will know. He didn't talk about bishops, apostles, and pastors. He said all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another. It's how you treat people. So what is love? What does love, there's a song Tina Turner sung, what's love got to do with it? Well, I would answer that by saying God is love. So love has everything to do with it. You know, as I reflect on love songs tonight, love songs of the past, these songs were filled with respect for love and ladies. What's missing isn't sex, ladies and gentlemen. It's spiritual sex. True sex is respectful sex. And I'll get into some of that later on. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Have you given up on love? Have you said this is it, young lady, woman? Have you given up on the very thought of love? Love is not over for you. Man, love is not over for you. Oh, this war that we have, this romantic confusion that we have, why is something so simple as love so complicated in man's interpretation of it? Love is a masterpiece designed by our Maker. God is love. Love is God. Such a powerful force that's even stronger than death, even, has become so cold in the hearts of those who have become so selfish with the simplicity of love. Every last one of us can look at things that we have repented of, wrong decisions that we've made because we thought we needed what we already had. Love. Love. Wisdom is love. Wisdom is love. You know, my wife Katrina, I play with her a lot, and every now and then I'm going to play this for you. I think it is so funny. You never get too old to watch cartoons. Something kind of funny here. Listen to it.
I love you. When I'm with you, I'm what you call a hip cat. I'm hip. To the jive. I'm in the groove, darling.
Now you're really sending me, Jackson.
Now you set my soul on fire. It is not just a little spark. It is a flame. A big roaring flame. I can feel it now. It is burning. Burning. Burning.
Tell me, please. I did you wrong, my heart went out to play. Talk Radio.
You see, I used to be stressed and depressed and down with no confidence, spiritually unstable and emotionally petulant. And then I read I have an everlasting name and that God is consistent. He knew me before I was formed in my mother's belly. His love is persistent. His love is not contingent on my status or my rank. He loves me the same whether I'm a sinner or a saint. I just have to learn to walk by faith. It was a little challenging at first because I didn't know my place. But that's why now I can praise him for his grace. Because since I'm a new woman, my past has been erased. And since God is not a man, he doesn't throw my mistakes in my face. They've been replaced with a covenant of truth. He redeemed my life from destruction and has restored my youth. So now in my prosperity, I shall not be moved. I've been taken from the belly of the beast and I'm full of virtue. The angels are encamped all around me. You can just see their residue. My life is living proof to God's word being active. The enemy tried to keep me sin conscious, my flesh had my spirit captive. But since I have an expected end, I'm no longer distracted. And since the enemy doesn't triumph over me, the old life is no longer attractive. So now I am beautified like a dignified bride.
Yes, love, greatest, greatest, spirit of all the earth, love. You know, the Song of Solomon is a powerful book. And what would the Bible be, the Word of God be, without this book? The Song of Songs is a great love song that deals with love on the level of the physical. All the delights of an ideal romance and marriage are dwelt within beautiful poetic language. You know, the Bible would be sadly lacking if it had nothing to say about one of life's most important realms, the realm of romantic love. Yes, romantic love. If there is no romance, love itself on earth, as far as we are concerned, is lacking. Lacking. Few, however, have been content to leave it as a romantic song, this Book of Solomon. It is true that God is not mentioned in the Song of Solomon, and there are no religious words. And yet even the Jews and Christians alike have always been or seen the secular language of the Song of Solomon as a symbolic of the sacred. Let me say something. It's very important that we understand this. You know, mankind age, but few of us really grow up. You know, when you look at us, and I put myself in this for the sake of some, would think that I think I'm more than us. Even the Lord's Prayer, so kind as Jesus gave us an outline of how to pray, deliver us from evil, and told us to forgive. It was about us. And let me say this. Look at mankind. Some have more material than others, but all are the same. We are most childish in our greatest accomplishments. Regardless of what years and years have gone by, and yet there's still racism, yet there's still people who think because of the color or lack of the color of their skin, they are more or less or both. What a sad case it is for grown men, and I speak of all races, to teach their children to hate, and yet we want to try and act as though we are the champions of this world, and yet we ourselves are, to our own selves, most degrading. Grown men of all races, people in general, are good or have good intentions. But what about the childish acts of mankind? The quest for power and position and prestige and seeking a good name has been tainted with seeking how much I can get, how much I can, even on jobs, how much I can make someone else look less than me so that I will look better than them. Childishness. We age, but few of us grow up. The Word of God tells us, when I was a child, I acted as a child. Seems like mankind is stuck. All of us are stuck in many childish ways. The Word of God says, but when I grow up or when I become old, I put away childish things. Old meaning matured. Even it was said in a writing in the Word of God, what is man that thou art mindful of him? What are we? Who are we? God the Creator declared in Isaiah 66 verse 1, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is my house that ye built unto me? He wasn't talking about a natural edifice. Where is my place of rest? Earth. All you have to do is take the H off of the end of the word earth and put it in front of the E and you have heart. Earth is a place where God buried his heart. And when Jesus came, he was buried in the earth. and rose again. Our hearts are overdue for a resurrection. Wars and rumors of wars, mothers against daughters, daughters against mothers, fathers against sons, sons against fathers. This is no doom and gloom talk. This is reality. Love. Love is the answer. No wonder the great writer said God is love. Love. Even in our relationships, there's almost no love manifesting in our homes, churches, behind the scenes, of course, in churches, in our relationships. I'm so glad that you joined me and you're listening to the real love train. Let's become spiritually in tune with more than our bodies, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it is said that, size does matter. Well, the size of our minds, it does matter. One must be in tune with the biggest sex organ that God has released unto us. It is our minds. Then we will truly see and feel what a real spiritual and mental orgasm is. Are you listening? Did I say that? Yes, I did. True sex is respectful sex. Sex is intercourse between minds, not bodies. Ladies and gentlemen, it's upstairs, not downstairs, that we need to pay attention to. I'll be back in a moment. Stay with me. Here's a song. Andy Gibbs, Bee Gees. I just want to be your everything.
I feel for you is more than stronger.
Andy Gibbs, Bee Gees, that's taking you back, huh? But the words to the song. Yeah, I understand the songs that are now, most of it are, with an exception to a few, are very degrading to the very essence of love. Most of it are about stuff that should go on behind the scenes. Most of it should be in Christian marriages. Now, that's going to mess some of you up. But they're showing things that should be, every Christian marriage should be hot, not cold. Oh, I am a happy man. I thank God. But I'm going to tell you something. Listen to this very closely, what I'm about to say concerning the book, the Song of Songs, the Book of Solomon's, David's son. Many Christians have seen the secular language of this book as symbolic of or sacred, just as the physical temple was symbolic of the heavenly temple. So earthly human love is symbolic of the eternal love and the union of God and man. So we must understand that earthly or human love is a type of eternal love that God has for us. It is no mere accident that eternity begins with a marriage banquet of Christ and his bride. Heaven is seen as an eternal honeymoon. Listen to this. This great book, the Song of Solomon, the Song of Songs, the supreme song, like the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the ultimate in songs, does not deal with romantic love only, but with the love of God and man. Religious love does not eliminate romantic love. Listen to this very closely. Religious love does not eliminate romantic love. However, but it exalts it. It exalts it. Listen closely. According to 1 Kings 4:32, Solomon wrote over 1,000 songs. No doubt many of them dwelt with the theme of love. But this one is the Song of Solomon and became a part of the scripture because it deals with love on all levels, on every level. It is the world's greatest love song. Some Christians have been embarrassed by the romantic and physical love of the Song of Solomon. They have attempted to explain it away as if romantic love was the devil's invention. Even the New Testament says in Hebrews 13:4 that marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled. Yes, the bed. You know what a bed is, right? If the Song of Solomon is seen as a pure and honorable love relationship, there is no reason whatever to be embarrassed by its frankness. It is true that the language of the Song of Solomon is usually reserved for the privacy of the lovers and is not uttered in public, but the fact that the Bible makes it public shows that love, a true love, is honorable. Man's big problem is he cannot adequately distinguish between love and lust, and the result is confusion. Love words can make us think lustful, for they both use the same language, and this can be shocking to our minds. If there is great confusion over love and sex, then it would be tragic. If the Bible did not give us a description of what true love is all about, it would be tragic. It does, however, and we have it right here in this Song of Solomon. Like most poetry, listen to this, dealing with love is not always easy to understand. In fact, sometimes it is very difficult. Ladies and gentlemen, like real love and real life, poetry tends to lend itself to a variety of interpretation. See, poetry will leave it up to you to interpret. It's sort of like jazz music, no boundaries, but yet there's an order to it. And there has been a great deal of variety in interpreting this book. Some people want to keep it spiritual. Some people are afraid to deal with the tone of it. Most everyone agrees it is hard to expound on this. From a more liberal perspective, the Interpreter's Bible says, of all the books in the Old Testament, none is so difficult to interpret as the Song of Solomon. From the conservative side, we read it, and we give a conservative view of it. But let me explain. All other scriptures, people, you know the Holy Spirit reveals. Don't shut out the Holy Spirit when it comes to the issue of love. Even in the Word of God. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Every time. Thank you. for me to give you all the love you need. Baby, I know that you deserve the best, and I can't keep treating you like I treat the rest.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get back to love. Let's get back to love. Just because you are a Christian, it doesn't hurt you. You know, before we, listen, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And before you gave your life to God, you did everything you thought you were big and old enough to do. We, many think because you come to Christ that, you know, the natural has nothing to do with love. You know, it's like we get saved and everything is lust. Can't wink at your wife anymore in public. No holding hands. People look at Katrina and I like we're odd. We've even been told, y'all act like y'all. Well, look around you. You're in the world. And you know, the scripture says we're in the world but not of the world. Oh, that means you don't live by dog eat dog system. Come on here. Love is what we need. And we need to stop faking it and acting like loving God means not loving yourself or not dealing with love. If there's no romance in your love, God's not in it. Did I say that? Yes, I did. Scripture said, husband, love your wife. Wife, love your husband. This is an equal situation. No 50-50, but 100-100. Tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, we're going to continue talking about love. I'll see you. I'll see you then. This is Roderick Owensby.
Suddenly appear every time you are near, just like me. They long to be close to you.
Why do
gonna love and treat